Sanitizing groceries with UV light. Wiping down groceries is stressful. Two Toronto ladies are behind the idea to use UV light for sanitizing groceries at the checkout counter. Alyssa Mincer said she thinks of the concept when she cleans down food supplies for her sister, who is pregnant. When Mincer called, Gallinger thinks about future alternatives and figure out she might make a move into private value. At that point, when she hears Mincer talking, it seems like the exact thing we should do now. She claims, we are anxious about her giving birth during COVID-19, said Mincer. Furthermore, as a family, we choose to actualize a lot of rules that everyone would follow, and everybody would cooperate to keep this infant safe. Some task includes cleaning down food supplies with Lysol wipes, which is exceptionally distressing and tedious, she said, and give me a ton of uneasiness since I didn't know whether I do it right. The coronavirus set off enthusiasm for using a UV light for sanitation. Mincer, 29, read an ad for cleaning cell phones using UV light and she calls her companion Dara Gallinger to suggest an idea using a similar innovation to kill the coronavirus on food supplies. Evidence shows the kind of light use in the machine, called UVC, disturbs the capacity of DNA and RNA in viruses, including COVID-19, which means the virus can't reproduce in the human body and cause harm. NYT said on Friday that it is the start of a pilot venture using UV light provided by Puro Lighting to decide how proficient the innovation is in killing COVID-19 on transports and prepares and in stations. Furthermore, McGill University's Research Institute is trying a disinfectant robot, a request from a Danish organization. UVC light is known to eliminate microorganisms on surfaces and in the air, as indicated by a public statement from the organization. William Anderson says that, in principle, UVC should work a similar path on the surfaces of boxes and packages of market items that are being hit with an adequate portion of the light as it does on different surfaces.